If you were watching last night, you would have seen that the Proteas won the T20 International Series against Ireland. It's their second successive T20 Series victory, but all of that has been tempered somewhat by what's been going on back home. And for a couple of weeks now, the SJN hearings have been underway. This is the Social Justice and Nation Building hearings. They were established last year by Cricket South Africa. And that was after Lungi Mgidi asked the Proteas to show support for the Black Lives Matter movement. And it really exposed this undercurrent of racism within South African cricket. So the testimony has been traumatizing for witnesses and for the listeners as well. I was reading a couple of articles that have been written about this last night, and then I also listened to the testimony of Paul Adams, who testified yesterday, and he shared accounts of racism, like the names that he was called by former teammates, including Mark Boucher, who's the current coach of the Proteas. And he said that he was giving this evidence not to destroy Cricket South Africa, but to help the organization to grow. So he's been testifying. Tami Tolokele has testified as well about how Graham Smith didn't want him in his team. We heard from Lonwaba Totobe. We'll speak about all of that in a short while. But I want you to have a listen to what Paul Adams had to say yesterday.
So there were teammates, everyone, and it's one where it's always just stood with me. My wife now was my girlfriend then. She would always make a comment to me about it, or suggest or talk to me about why are they talking to you like that, or why do they call you that name? It's not right. And I just used to just shrug it off. I was called brownish when I was playing, and often used to be a song, and used to happen when we won a game and we were in fines meetings. They used to sing brownish in the ring, tra la 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 la, you know, so they would make the song up of it. But it's when you're playing for your country, when you're in that victory, you don't make sense of it, you just go along with it, you brush it off. But it's actually blatantly racism. It's those language that I'm talking about, the education that's required. I think some people will come across and they'll say unconscious biases. They will say they weren't aware. And this is why we actually also, it's to change that, to say, change how we think and see people. Understand the history we've gone through. And these things only came to me really after my playing days. It's just been sitting in my head, and I haven't had a platform. I've only spoken it to close friends. And I share the sentiments with my fellow black cricketers who were also part of all these things, you know. So it's a hard journey. It's tough. It just breaks you down mentally, slowly and slowly. So they wouldn't call another a white player or whitish or anything like that. It was always used brownish, you know. So It comes to me afterwards only. So it's quite a tough one.
Paul Adams there giving his testimony at the SJN hearings. Difficult to listen to. Firdoz Munda is the South African correspondent at ESPN Crick Info, and she has been writing and listening and watching all of this. Firdoz, thank you very much for your time today. And as you've been saying on Twitter, this is very difficult to listen to, but it is important, and we need to be having these conversations.
Yeah, definitely, Mandy. Long overdue conversations in cricket, in sport, in society in South Africa. But equally, you know, really, really traumatizing testimony. Personally, I found it quite difficult when we hear of the players experiencing things like breakdowns. Aaron Pangiso spoke about crying on the field when he wasn't given a bowl in a three-day game. Roger Taylor-Marcus has spoken about wanting to get physical with coaches after leaving him out of matches. He went through the 2007 World Cup without playing. We've got Lutz Bosman coming this afternoon. So, you know, there's really a lot of pain and hurt that's coming out here. And as yet, not much in the way of solutions.
So in a sense, it seems like it has been cathartic for some of these players coming forward. We've heard from Lonwabo Tsotsobe, for example, speaking about how his mother wasn't allowed into the presidential suite. Omar Henry talking about how he wanted to leave the 1992 World Cup midway. The point of all of this, as we heard from Paul Adams, was that he doesn't want to cause a great controversy. He wants it to be a learning experience. He wants it to help the organization to grow.
Yeah, I think there's two things there. You know, the one is that a lot of these players would never have had the opportunity to tell their story, to have their voices heard, and to be taken seriously. So this platform is allowing that. And then I found Paul Adams really sincere and really heartfelt when he said that this wasn't a witch hunt on his part. In fact, he didn't name names at first. He was then asked a question about it, and that he wants education to come out of this. And I think, honestly, if you look at the structures of sport, especially sport of empire like cricket and rugby, and the kind of boys' club patriarchy around that, there's a lot of educating that needs to be done. There's a lot of mindset that needs to change. And this is a conversation I remember having with, for example, the national convener of selectors, Rusty Majid, years ago, about, you know, how it was so difficult to pick players of color because white mindsets hadn't changed. So it feels like we're still in that same loop. We're still having those conversations, maybe on a slightly bigger platform now, and more people are getting exposed to it.
Firdaus, thank you so much. Firdaus Munda is the ESPN cricket essay correspondent. She writes for Crick Info. Go have a read of some of her articles. And this is important. You know, these are conversations that are long overdue. I see lots of pressure now building on Mark Boucher for the fact that he was named by Paul Adams. But I think that there's a broader conversation that needs to happen here, not just in cricket, not just in sport, but in society as well. And so important that these hearings are taking place.